KTAR News 92.3 FM. Streaming live and on demand on the KTAR News app. Mac and Gatos. Looking back on the life and service of John McCain.
John McCain left this state for the last time at about 12:45 this afternoon, leaving Sky Harbor Airport, an airport that he regularly flew into, not directly, mind you, when they did decide to, from Washington to Phoenix. I think this story is so John McCain. They finally figured out a direct route on the airline, and he refused to take a direct route because he didn't want to think that he got a special favor because he tried to come home, fly home, and go to Sedona almost every other weekend. That's John McCain. Earlier, there was just a wonderful memorial, a wonderful send-off and remembrance of John McCain, and Alex Stone, ABC News correspondent, was there at North Phoenix Baptist Church. And I got to tell you, Alex, boy, this felt almost presidential, didn't it? I mean, this felt like we were saying goodbye to a president, but this was a two-time running guy from the state of Arizona, Senator John McCain. What did it feel like for you?
You know, you're right. It did feel like a presidential memorial or a funeral service. I've covered presidential funerals, and it did have the same feeling to that. But it really shows you the respect that so many people have for John McCain, for his legacy, what he went through earlier in his life, what he was able to do in the Senate. And today here at the church, it was very similar in feeling to what we felt yesterday outside the state capitol when the motorcade pulled up. You wait to see them come around the bend into the driveway area here. And first, it's all of those law enforcement motorcycles, their lights going, moving very, very slowly, and just silent, except for the rumble of the motorcycles and the helicopters up above. Nobody's saying a word, just like what we saw yesterday. So many members of the military, veterans, police, firefighters were lined up, standing, saluting, or standing at attention, holding American flags. Here today, a similar thing. As they pulled in, there were a lot of people saluting, nobody saying a word, and then waiting for the back door of the motorcade to open up and slowly the casket coming out as the family stood there watching and quite emotional.
Alex Stone is joining us. He's right here in the Valley, ABC News correspondent. He's covering, covered, earlier today at the North Phoenix Baptist Church, the memorial service for John McCain. When they took the casket out and the family was there, what was that like?
Well, they were standing right behind the casket as it was pulled out, right behind the hearse, and you could see on their faces the emotion. Cindy McCain looking straight ahead as the casket was pulled out, not appearing to really cry, but obviously you could see the weight of the grief that she's feeling right now. Meghan McCain, she had her arm around other family members, similar to what was seen at Sky Harbor when they were watching it again, being taken out of the back of the hearse. At that point, she had her arm around her sister, that her siblings seemed to be kind of rallying around her and holding her up and giving her the love that she needs right now. Of course, she was so emotional yesterday at the Capitol that the family stood there as their husband, their father, was pulled out, and the U.S. Armed Forces body bearer team slowly and in unison brought that casket inside the building. They're going to have to go through this so many times. You think it happened yesterday at the Capitol. It happened today. It's going to happen tomorrow at the U.S. Capitol. It's going to happen on Saturday at the National Memorial. It's going to happen on Sunday at their private funeral in Annapolis when he's also buried there. That they're emotionally, and Doug Ducey was telling me yesterday as we were chatting, that this is a rough week for the family, obviously, not just because of the passing alone, but they have to continually emotionally go through this at every one of these services being held.
Yeah, four or five of these, and it'll go all the way until Sunday. Alex Stone is right here in the Valley, and he was covering this big story for ABC News. Were you at all allowed inside? I know they didn't allow all the media inside.
Yeah, no, I didn't go inside. We were on the air during that time, so we had to be outside to be able to talk. But I can tell you a lot of the crowd that showed up all morning long. I've been out here since about 1:30 in the morning, and people started to get here very early, members of the public who had gotten tickets. And then probably around 6 o'clock this morning, there were members of those friends and family who had been invited to be here, all wearing black like you would expect to a memorial. But they were all anxious to go inside. They were somber to be here, but also they wanted to remember John McCain and that smile on his face. As we heard from so many of the speakers today, that so many of the good stories at times, like with Larry Fitzgerald talking about, here's a younger African-American man with a white older guy, and one guy runs for president, one guy runs out of bounds. You know, it's those moments that there were a lot of smiles on the faces of folks in the crowd.
Alex Stone, ABC News correspondent, covering North Phoenix Baptist Church, where the memorial for Senator John McCain was held. Alex, thanks so much. We certainly appreciate the time.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
I've met Alex before. Alex is a great guy and a great storyteller, and
covers stories all over the world.
All over the world, yeah. And to hear how many people have come from other places. That is what has struck me. What Alex was telling us. How many people have driven from California? One guy showed up from St. Louis. Another person showed up just wanting to say goodbye, and they didn't live here. That's how much this man has really meant to America, not just this state, of the people who came from other states to say goodbye. That just floors me.
I also think it's interesting that Alex Stone has covered other presidents' funerals.
Yes.
And this was not a presidential funeral. But it sure looked like it, and it sure felt like it.
You're right.
And when Alex said, you know, I had the same feeling at McCain's funeral, the memorial, as I did at other presidential funerals,
yeah.
That says something.
It does.
Not
it
everybody
does.
Gets this.
Well, we told an intern earlier, remember this. Remember this day.
Yeah.
You're not going to see anything like this probably in your lifetime, the way this one man affected a state and a nation.